podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Before we start today's show, I'd like to give a special surprise birthday shout-out to Jason. And I say it's a surprise because his birthday was like 2 weeks ago. Sorry, Jason. I totally dropped the ball there. Your buddy Michael gave me a heads up, told me to wish you a happy birthday, said you would really appreciate it, and, I suck. So that's how that works. But I hope your birthday was happy, and I hope you and everyone else enjoys the show. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound,
previously on Lost,
that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Speaking of motherfuckers, welcome to Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast 101.
We just fucked your mother. All of us.
Fuck the shit out of your mother.
My wife just had an epic burp and yelled, "Welcome to Tancast," from the other room.
Did she do it while burping?
No, no, it was,
Welcome to Tancast.
All right.
Woo. Got a lot, like, we built all that build up for, like, the prepisode and all that work, and then, like, you know, the specialness for episode 100, and then 101, fuck it, we let it all slide. There's no guests, there's no topics, there's no even enthusiasm, we're just, whatever.
We're sleeping, that's a holiday weekend. We're taking it easy. We're
Your
laying
mom's
it back.
Taking it easy. Easy up the pooper!
Pooper scooper.
It's amazing we're such an obscure podcast and we're not just crossing over into the mainstream.
We're going to be huge, dude. We're going to make a book out of this podcast and people will buy that shit.
Yep, three people.
It's going to be a huge book. It'll be Shit Andy Says.
Oh, make that two people.
It'll just say words, 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 words.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. Why the nigga got me last? Why is this not Natcast? What the fuck?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Why am I always second?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Okay. But fuck me less, I guess.
Well, depending. Sometimes the last credit is the second best credit.
This is true.
Like in Tropic Thunder, you got Ben Stiller, top, then Jack Black in the middle, Robert Downey Jr., third credit, I would say, was made more so that he was the last name you hear before the opening credits.
I want to be a special guest star.
You're the only one who's been on every episode.
No, he's just going to be like Georgia Fox in CSI. Guest starring Georgia Fox in every fucking episode.
Not every. She's been gone from a couple.
I know. But she's been gone like
making up bullshit and spreading your lies on this fucking podcast.
She's been gone at least as much as... Oh, shit. His name just fell completely out of my head. The wormy guy. The one who used to be a lab rat.
Greg. He's in every episode.
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
See? This is why I don't let you talk. You're not always right.
He was better in the lab. Ooh, Life is available on Blu-ray.
It was
6-1.
That's funny. I was just listening to Drinking Buddies.
Previously on Lost.
And they were talking about the movie Life.
Andy, did you say it was eh?
You mean Life, the documentary series?
Yeah, that was like Planet Earth.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Martin Lawrence Eddie Murphy movie.
No.
One of their guests goes, George Lucas ruined Life. And he's like, by that, do you mean the Eddie Murphy movie? Yes, he ruined it. How'd he ruin it? Was he involved? No, he ruined it by being alive.
Jeez.
So what is this documentary you're on about?
Well, I haven't actually seen it. I think it's similar to Planet Earth, but they focus more on like the life and death cycle of animals. Is that correct, Andy?
Yeah, it's sort of like Planet Earth, but it's just like specifically focusing on like plants and animals. It wasn't as good as Planet Earth.
I still kind of want to see it.
What did Planet Earth focus on besides plants and animals?
More animals, actually. I don't think it really focused on plants at all.
Yeah, like Life and one whole thing devoted to plants, but like the stuff that Life did just didn't seem... It didn't seem quite as well done. And I think some of it may have been, you know, not to hate on Oprah, because she could ruin my entire life by snapping her fingers, I'm sure. But, yeah, I think some of it was the fact that Oprah was narrating the whole thing and that the narration just sort of seemed like not very deeply written. Like, it was just sort of, like, telling you exactly what you're seeing on screen. Oh, yeah, and my wife is interjecting that they also, like, you'd see a shot and, like, a bit about these certain monkeys that could crack nuts on rocks in one episode. And then they did an episode on primates where they showed the exact same monkeys, the exact same shots, cracking the exact same nuts.
Ah.
It's like, ah, yeah, maybe saw that.
They blew all their money on Planet Earth, and they have it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it almost seemed like those, you know, like Disney's about to come out with The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and all of a sudden there's that one, like, cheap-ass direct-to-video Notre Dame.
But this wasn't done by the same people?
Probably, but it seemed like it was more cheaply done.
Gotcha.
Like, it was less expansive.
Life was really good, Tim. Well, it was in high def, and it's just interesting seeing, like, the animals that you wouldn't normally see over the world.
Wait, I thought you just said you didn't see life.
I meant Planet Earth.
Wait, is this Noah's Pigeon story?
I did see Planet Earth. I own it on DVD. I did not see life.
Wait, I thought you owned it on Blu-ray.
Yes, if you want to get technical about it.
I'm just shooting holes in all of Noah's stories.
I do own on Blu-ray. There you go, Tim. You happy now?
I'm very happy. Finally, there's no more lies. No more half-truths and misspoken things. Now we can get on to 10 laughs.
Yay!
10 laughs! Woo-hoo!
5, 4, Joe! 10 laughs! We read jokes that you send in. 10 laughs, not now.
This one is from Mike, our number one fan. What?
Can I be like Mike?
Can you be like Mike?
Yeah.
No.
He'd like to be like Mike.
I want
to.
Because you are not our number one fan.
I want to be like Mike.
I don't even think you make the top 10. You know why? Because our top 10 fans listen to the whole show.
I was going to say, of the three of us, Tim, I think you're the only one that could break the top 10.
So, anyway, Mike, number one fan, here comes. On their way to get married, a young couple is involved in a fatal car accident. They find themselves sitting outside the pearly gates, waiting for St. Peter to process them into heaven. While waiting, they begin to wonder, could they possibly get married in heaven? When St. Peter shows up, they ask him. St. Peter says, I don't know, this is the first time anyone has ever asked that. Let me go find out. And he leaves. The couple sit and wait. And wait. 2 months pass, and the couple is still waiting. As they wait, they discuss what if they were allowed to get married in heaven. What was the eternal aspect of it all? What if it doesn't work out? They wondered, are we stuck together forever? After yet another month, St. Peter finally returns, looking somewhat bedraggled. Ooh, bedraggled. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Yes, he informs the couple, you can get married in heaven. Great, says the couple. But we were just wondering, what if things don't work out? Can we also get a divorce in heaven? St. Peter, red-faced with anger, slams his clipboard on the ground. What's wrong? Asks the frightened couple. Oh, come on, St. Peter shouts. It took me 3 months to find a priest up here. Do you have any idea how long it'll be before I find a lawyer? I fucked up all sorts of words in that joke. I was reading wrong words and saying substituting words, but somehow we fucking got across the finish line and collapsed.
He lipped across the finish line.
Just gasping like that fat man that ran the marathon for jokes.
You ran a marathon for jokes, Andy?
No, it's a different fat man.
Because he's fat!
I'm aware. Andy, I still love you.
You know, someday a Tancast fan is actually going to meet me and is going to go, huh, you're only sort of fat.
He's not orca
fat. No, he's going to go, shit, I thought they were joking.
Oh! Tim, did you feel the earthquake last night?
Oh, is that what that was? I thought that was just me making love.
No, Tim.
No, what time was the earthquake?
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, thanks to fucking USA Today.
Fucking, what about the geological survey? I fucking know.
He's got a pie chart, but no actual data, everybody. He's Noah.
Noah's like the lazy news every evening. Yeah. Hey, thanks. Thanks for joining
that
us. It's
10:30,
and shit happened today.
Good night.
Just Noah giving sort of like basic ideas of news, but without any real follow up.
Well, maybe they didn't go that far. It's 3.1, 3.0 struck near Cache Valley, San Leandro. It was very fast, though. It just boom, done. Huh? Boom, done. Just like you.
Like the Earth had other shit to do.
Yep.
So it was more of like a shrug than a quake.
Just a quick shake after you pee. Just
yeah.
Yeah. Oh. A little chill. Earth got a little chill.
Pee shivers.
I got a joke.
All right.
Do it! A couple takes their young son to the circus. When the father goes to buy popcorn, the boy asks, "Mom, what's that long thing on the elephant?" "That's an elephant trunk, dear," she replies. "No, Mom, down underneath." His mother blushes and says, "Oh, that's nothing." The father returns. The mother goes off to get a soda. "Why the fuck did he get her a soda? What a fucking punk-ass husband." The father turns and goes off to get a soda. As soon as she leaves, the boy repeats his question. That's elephant's trunks, son. Dad, I know what an elephant trunk is. The thing down there. The father says, "Oh, that's the elephant's penis." Dad, the son asks, "How come I asked Mom? She said it was nothing." The man takes a deep breath and explains, "Well, son, here's the truth. I really spoiled that woman."
Nice.
And there you go. And boom goes the dynamite.
Mm.
Boom!
All right, so
here comes another
10 laugh from Mike. Actually, it's a series. Why do women call it PMS?
I don't know.
Mad cow disease was already taken.
Wow.
No.
Mike is not going to get laid off this podcast.
No.
Mike, if you want to... If you're trying to get some pussy off of Tancast, episode 101 is not the one to do.
How do you know when it's time to wash the dishes and clean the house?
I don't know.
Look inside your pants. If you have a penis, it's not time. Which really explains the tan house. Oh, this one's horrible. It makes me a little sad, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
What's so good about an Ethiopian blowjob?
I don't know.
You know she'll swallow.
Wow, I haven't heard Ethiopian jokes in a while.
I know, man. Ethiopia's like not even having a drought anymore. It was like years ago, but the Ethiopian jokes, they got legs.
Weak, emaciated legs, but legs nonetheless.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Come on, oh, you left it wide open.
I know. Like Noah's mom. So what do you call kids born in a whorehouse?
I don't know.
Brothel sprouts.
I like that one.
And done.
Oh, I had one sent to me by somebody I won't say because it's kind of offensive. I don't want them. I mean, all of our jokes are offensive, but I just worry that this person may not want their name associated with this joke. We may have actually said this on Tancast before. I'm not sure. What do you call a bunch of black people in a barn?
A barn burner.
Antique farm equipment.
Oh, geez. No, we have not. But
I have not heard that one.
There you go. Speaking of jokes, that's a good segue into something I wanted to talk about. And Noah has been tweeting asking me for clarification. Like he's fucking doing a survey for the government.
I am. I wonder where these jokes are you're reading.
So Gary Coleman died Friday, and Dennis Hopper died on Saturday. And fucking the jokes were instantaneous. Just bah! He was barely dead, and then... Someone goes, "Oh shit, what was the first one?" "Oh, you know, the celebrity deaths always happen in threes, so we just have to wait for the other 2.5.
Didn't Andy come up with that one?
No. I was responding to that one, though.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with tweeting as Tancast.
Previously on Lost.
Two of us will be like, "Okay, which of the other two was that?"
Oh, I didn't know Andy had tweeted as Tancast yet.
Nope, I haven't.
I didn't think so. I assumed the two that weren't mine were Noah's.
Yeah, I'm thinking about hooking it up so that when we post things to Tancast, Tancast will tweet about it.
I like it.
It'll only take me like 3 or 4 months.
Great.
And then I'll forget to do it.
Right after you update the website.
I've been busy, motherfucker.
Busy being a faggot. Well, yeah, because Noah, his kid has been kicking his feet, and you gotta take some time and really focus
to enjoy these things. And then Sunday is pool day.
You gotta take the kid to the pool because then he might kick his feet.
Worship
and then you gotta go see what new Croc bottles are out.
I was gonna say you gotta do a lot. Spend some time doing Croc maintenance because you know
because Croc season has started and they just had the big Croc Expo.
Crocspo.
I have had other shit to do. I've also had 4 jobs in the last 2 years, so I've been busy. I keep getting onboarded.
So anyway, I want to know who comes up with celebrity death jokes and how are they always so... They're just all, like, as soon as someone dies, bah, we got some celebrity death jokes.
People are waiting.
Like, another one I heard was, So Gary Coleman had a brain hemorrhage, or you could call it a different stroke.
Oh, I thought it was like, did Gary Coleman have a brain hemorrhage or two different strokes?
Well, it's the same basic joke. Also, R.I.P. Gary Coleman, life is short. And then as soon as Dennis Hopper died, I looked on Twitter, like, because I had posted something and I used the tag too soon, and then I clicked on the tag too soon just to see if any, what other people were saying. I saw 50 of these, and it was within a couple hours of the news breaking. Dennis Hopper died. I guess his heart dropped below 50 beats per minute.
Oh, people are waiting. Out of work comedians are like, fuck, I need to write some jokes. Fuck, I wish a comedian would die.
But I mean, not even comedian. Like, I remember even before, like, with the internet, I can sort of understand why it spreads so fast. Like, you just throw it up on Twitter, someone retweets it, someone else retweets it, it just sort of spreads around. But, like, I remember, like, when Princess Di died. No, when the Challenger fucking exploded.
Oh, yeah.
That was way before the internet.
Like, what color were that, the school teacher chick's eyes? They're blue. One blue this way, one blue that way.
Oh!
Well, I heard what were her last words before the, Challenger exploded. What does this button do? And I swear I heard that either the next day or that day. I'm like, what? How? And these were kids. It's not like anybody was like, oh, I'm doing a set at the Improv tonight, and also I'm coming up with fucked up celebrity jokes. No, I'm picking my nose and peeing. Nothing? No one's baffled by this phenomenon?
A little bit.
All right. Well, just me then. Okay. I'm curious. My co-hosts don't give a shit.
Not really.
I give a shit.
Hey, Tim.
I just like that those things appear in the universe.
All right, well, yeah. Grinding Halt. Why don't you guys fucking come up with a topic, and I cannot be helpful.
Tim, that's every week. What? No? Nothing?
I'm sorry, I was leaving space for us all to laugh at your funniness. Oh.
Well, we'll fill that space.
I thought you were going to come up with some funniness first, but, you know.
We'll fill that space with Tron Girls.
Previously on Lost.
Tron Girls?
Tron Girls.
Ghost of movie Tron.
You've seen Tron Guy, right?
This is way better.
This is way better.
Whoa. All right. Let's see what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Tron Girls.
Not bad. Not bad. They didn't really capture the essence of Tron, though, I feel.
They captured the essence of my erection, however.
They look like a Power Ranger rejects, really.
Wow. It's a pretty sad life when you're being rejected. By the Power Rangers.
You know they have stuff that you can freeze dogs' poo?
So you can use it later?
So you can pick it up.
Oh, okay. I was like, why do you need to freeze it?
No, you put it in the fridge, use it later. No, so I guess it's easier to pick up.
You're having a party, you put it in some drinks. Don't worry, that'll keep it cold.
I wouldn't wait too long, though.
Man, these drinks are the shit. You have no idea.
Yep, here, have a mudslide. It's a great cocktail. Oh, my wife and I have been cleaning out a bunch of stuff. You know, now that TV season is dead and it's the long, dark tea time of the soul that we call summer, we finally get rid of, we're getting rid of all of our old My Name is Earl. And we keep, we just keep laughing our asses off at these old-ass commercials. But the one that really tickled me today was the Billy Mays commercial. I was like, oh, that dates this. Speaking of celebrity deaths.
Deaths.
Yes, sir. I pronounce all the letters. I know.
Death.
Okay, Wheezy.
I'm Wheezy. Wheezy like Sunday morning. Yeah. Lionel Richie. Keeping you company on the Light FM Tancast. WTAN.
The Quiet Storm.
I wonder if there is a WTAN.
Let's find out.
I'm going to look it up on the internets. So, speaking of TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming both of you guys watched the finale of Lost?
Yes. Oh, Radio Tampa Bay, WTAN AM 1340.
How did you watch it, Tim?
On the Hulu.
Oh.
Now, didn't you say it was 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was two and a half hours on the TV, but like a third of it was commercials.
45 minutes of it, yep.
It was an hour and 45 on Hulu.
Yep. That's about right.
Wow. I bet they had a half hour so we could like ram in more commercials. Like, I wonder how much of it
was
actually...
Sounds like they added a half hour of commercials. And then 15 more minutes.
I wonder how much of it they added was content and how much of it was commercials.
So I found it very interesting, but I had no idea what was going on.
This is very compelling confusion.
I believe I tweeted exactly that. I was like, wow, this is some good drama, but I have no idea what the fuck it was on about.
Why is he there? Why do they keep switching back and forth? What's going on?
Well, here's what I found confusing. So, like, they...
Oh, by the way, spoiler alert. All right, go ahead.
Well, come on. People have seen it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to see the last episode of Lost, you've seen it. If you were like me and hadn't seen it, fucking you don't give a shit.
Well, what about our overseas listeners? Lost may not have actually aired there yet. Like, seriously.
Fuck them.
Okay, fine.
You're either American or fuck you. No, I'm just kidding.
Lovely.
Okay, Texas.
Good times. All right, well then I will put here when we are done with Lost spoilers.
40 minutes and 38 seconds.
And there we go. I just said the time, and now they know what time to fast forward to. And they're all set. All
righty. It's very kind
of
you.
Okay, so it seemed like when in the place that wasn't the island, I don't know why I'm trying to be spoiler free, but like the what do you call it?
Racist heaven?
Purgatory. What?
Racist heaven.
Sure. The racist heaven.
Yes.
I'm so glad I let you talk. Whenever they would touch each other, they would see flashbacks, and it seemed to be mostly of the island. So, and it looked like that's how they were, like, their memory was blocked until they touched each other, until two people specifically touched each other, and then that would bring the memory back?
Yes.
Am I surmising that correctly?
Yes.
I think someone else said it was more like a traumatic event or something, like, intense. Although, it did happen when some people just touched each other, which kind of confused me.
It happened most of the time when people just touched each other.
But why didn't Juliet and Jack remember, though? Like, they were married. They fucked. Well, supposedly. Because they had a kid.
Well, no, that was the heaven version of them.
Well, right, but I'm sure at some point they touched.
As John Locke pointed out, Jack didn't have a kid.
I'm just saying it's odd that they didn't remember each other, considering they were married.
Yeah, well, people encountered each other all the time. Sawyer and Kate spent a lot of time together.
I think it's only if they had an intense connection with each other, and then they touched.
Yeah, it was about the connections for most of them.
I mean, I don't think they specifically specified what exactly was setting it off. Like for Desmond, he ran over Locke, and I think
no, he ran over Locke well before or well after. Sorry, order, Andy. Order's important.
Well, no, but he ran over Locke to make him remember or let go.
Yes.
So, I think it's also near-death experiences that make you remember. For example, Jin was near death when she remembered Locke. Although you wouldn't know that, Tim, from that last episode.
Sure wouldn't. Don't even know who Jin is?
She was the Asian lady.
Oh, the one that got shot.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So, yeah, she was passing by Locke as he was going in. Was after he got run over?
Yes.
And then she remembered all of a sudden. She's like, hey, I know him, or something like that.
Yeah, like they were both on their way to the hospital at the exact same time, and... Yeah, she kind of like had a brief flash of him, but she didn't really, really like fully remember.
Well, this is
until
true.
Until she saw the ultrasound.
All right.
So, Tim, questions?
And Locke didn't fully remember until he touched Jack.
Yes.
Jack touched him.
Yep. Which, like, they'd touched before. Like, they'd shaken
hands.
Actually,
no. He was looking at his foot. That's what made him.
Yeah. He remembered waking up on the island and wiggling his foot. Because he'd been in a wheelchair before they crash-landed on the island.
Yep. Right. Okay. So here was the actual question I was going for before we got off into that sub-tangent. But, you know, it's good because there's a lot to be misunderstood, at least from my point of view.
Even if you watch the whole show.
So there would be, like, these flashbacks, and for most people it seemed to be just, you know, shots of them on the island. And for most of the ones on that episode, it was people making out. Like,
yeah.
Oh, remember that time we made out on the island? And another time we made out on the island? And another time we made out on the island? And then I looked at you, and we smiled, and you were sweaty. And then we made out on the island, and it was all, like, compiled into one thing. But and I can't remember who it was from. Somebody, they were in a non-island situation. Like, they were wearing regular clothes. They seemed to be indoors in some sort of actual structure. And it wasn't the island. So what were they flashing back to if it wasn't more of that purgatory? Like, where were they?
Do you remember who it was or what they looked like?
Nah, no. I think they were white people. Does that help?
Well, there were parts indoor on the island.
Yeah.
So, and there are also different parts. Like, there was an underground layer.
No, okay, but they don't... I'm trying to say they looked like they were just normal people in a normal... Like, they didn't look like castaways anymore. They didn't look like they had shitty, raggedy clothes. They looked all well-kept and groomed.
Was it the Asian couple? Because they could have had making out. There was shots of them when they were married back before they left Korea.
Okay. That could be it.
Also, there was a time where they got off the island, Tim, and then they went back.
Why would they go back?
Because they were compelled.
Yeah, various reasons for different ones of them.
Yeah. Like Jack.
Wait, so they got off the island separately and got back on the island separately?
No, they got off the island together and they got back on the island together.
Oh, okay.
And not everyone made it off the island. Sorry.
What, Noah?
Not everyone made it off the island.
Yeah, it was six specific people got off the island, and then five of those six, one of them as a corpse, went back to the island. And another guy, well, another two...
Wait, so where did they go when they got off the island, before we get into specifics?
Just various places?
Yeah, like trying to get back into their real life. They spent, like, what was it, like 3 years or something like that off the island?
So why didn't they just go back and get everybody else off the island?
Because you can't just go find the island.
Yeah.
Well, then how'd they get back to the island?
Well, three of them wound up back in the 1970s when they crashed on the island.
So
what?
Wait. So let's back up. How they got back on the island was they had to recreate how they originally got on the island. So they had a corpse. They had some of the people that were on the island. And there's also some additional people that weren't there before. And then did something happen on the island as they were flying over, Andy? That made him jump back in time?
No. It's just like there was a flash as the plane was going down.
Okay, so yeah, and then they went back in time.
Would that be the couple with the dog?
No, they had been on the island the entire time. They refused to leave. So when it was looking like people were going to get rescued, and those people who did leave got away, those two had specifically said that they would not be leaving the island.
Yeah, part of the reason because the black lady had cancer, and when she got on the island, she could tell that her cancer was gone.
So do they ever explain what the mysterious qualities of this island are?
Not completely.
Some, mostly not.
Yeah. A lot of it has to do with magnetism.
Yeah, which seems to be like, you know, they wave their hands and say, oh, electromagnetism. All right, electromagnetism. What do you say? Yeah. Warp particles.
And some of it...
I was like... Sounds like warp particles.
Yeah.
Some of it may have to do with the golden light. I mean, we don't know.
But what is the golden light?
They never explained.
Okay.
Nor did they explain why when you take a plug out, the golden light goes away and the red light starts.
Yes. Although, I mean, seems like that's hell, visually speaking.
Yeah.
Watching the show is hell, is what I can tell.
But it wasn't like the plug was... You know, like airtight or watertight or,
nope.
I don't know, hell tight. There was like space around it. You'd think like some hell could leak out.
Yeah, it was just a little bit, like a little at a time, and then eventually you'd get a flat tire.
Yeah.
So is there going to be like a Lost movie?
Depends on how much ABC likes money.
Yeah.
But there's no plans to release a Lost movie.
No, and the guys who are the, like the day-to-day creatives, so like J.J. Abrams helped to get the story... like the original story off the ground and everything. But the two main guys, Lindelof and...
Carlton Cuse.
Cuse, that's who it was. Those two guys have specifically said that they're done with Lost, that they got to the end of the story that they wanted to tell. There are no more Lost stories for them to tell. They're not... They've explicitly said that they're not going to participate in anything else. But, of course, you know, the character rights and everything
they're
live with Disney.
With
And hopefully, I mean, because I think if they tried to do that, it would probably just piss off the fans. Like, they probably would fuck it up. I mean,
it wouldn't be this cohesive thing that we've got so far. Like, listen, I need it.
Well, I mean, I think the problem with these types of stories is people want answers, but the answers aren't really there until you write them. So it's like, they could go, you know, just write, you know, they could come along and redo it and just write answers that maybe don't make sense or aren't really pleasing. And really, I mean... So part of this thing is, like, I like the story. The story was always based on the characters. Like, even though they had all this other mythology, it was really, like, a character-driven story.
Mm-hmm.
But part of me feels like, well, you brought up all these questions, so, yeah, you should answer some of them. Like, what was the point of, like, you know, you didn't have to bring all these different mysteries and questions in to make a good story. But you did, so it's like, maybe you should answer most of them. You know
what
I mean?
Did you just argue with yourself?
No,
I think
I mean,
so.
I feel both ways. Like, I feel like as a character in the story,
okay,
but I feel
that's
like
what you're saying.
Some of it, they should answer some of the questions. Like, you know, you brought them up, so why not answer them?
That's why I don't watch shows like this.
Yeah, my wife, she was really pissed off at the end. And she's like, I want to take the thumbs away. I was like, wow, really?
What? so that why? There's no more Lost. What's the point of taking the thumbs away?
So apparently, so that Artemo doesn't pick up old reruns of Lost, or
she's like, I show them.
Or the shows like Lost, or whatever.
Someone just unthumbed us.
Yeah.
Although I hear that they're going to answer some questions on the DVD, whenever that comes out. And they're going to add, there's an extra scene between Ben and Hugo of the time between when, like, Jack died and when they met in heaven. Or whatever, not heaven, wherever it was, the in-between place.
Yeah, non-specific, non-denominational, happy, feel-good in-between place.
Yeah, so I guess it's going to show Hugo being Jacob. And I would say I would never fucking trust Ben ever. Like, I don't know why Hugo was like, will you be my second buddy? I'm like, he just fucking killed Charles Whitmore and was going to kill all of you. And then he's like, nah, I'm switching back again.
Well, Whitmore was a dick and did get Alex killed. So Whitmore kind of had it coming. I do like, though, that like at the very end, you still don't know if Whitmore was a good guy or a bad guy. Like, you know, it's like an uncompromising, badass good guy.
Which one's Whitmore?
Oh, you probably didn't see him at all in that episode. I think he died the episode before.
All right, fuck him.
Yeah, he was the father of Penny, who was Desmond's love.
Desmond was the guy who was going around, like, awakening everybody in heaven.
Yeah. Did they show Penny in the final episode?
Yes, in the church. Wait, sorry, not the church. The pantheistic, pan-religious...
So she was there with all of them at the end?
Meeting, gathering place. Yeah, like that last shot, I don't think she even had any lines. Like, she's just sitting on a pew with Desmond. Like, oh, I guess Penny got there. Okay.
But isn't like, it amazing how many fucking people died in that show?
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, like, not only when the plane originally crashed him, not only was there the core people that we all saw, there was, like, a ton of other people that would just kind of sometimes show up. Like,
and
oh,
what
hey,
happened to them?
Here's background guy. What was that?
And what happened to them?
Did they all get killed in one way or another, Andy?
Yeah.
Or did they just get lost in the whole traveling through time part?
Well, except for Rose and Bernard, like, they showed most of the people getting killed. I mean, there was only, what, like, the dozen people or whatever from the midsection that survived? And, like, 12 people from the tail section that survived?
I thought there was way more than that.
No, like, well, because the others kept coming in and, like, stealing people and killing people and whatever. The islanders, the natives, whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're really natives.
Yeah. I just meant that people had, like, different names for them.
Yeah, yeah.
The hostiles, the...
And there have always been others. Well, since...
Yeah, but apparently, like, it's a rotating group that keeps getting killed off. Like, either killing each other off or the smoke monster guy killing them.
Andy, did you hear that? Some people speculate that the woman, the quote-unquote mother of Jacob and Man in Black was a smoke mm-hmm. monster?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like, she filled in the well awfully quickly and then slaughtered a bunch of people.
Yeah, and she did not seem that badass that yeah. we ever saw.
Well, just filling in a whole well? That does not seem to be like, I knock you out and then go fill in that well that lots of people took, you know, probably weeks to dig. Because it wasn't even just like a well. Like it went down and then, like, it went sideways and there was just...
So did they ever explain why there are smoke monsters?
Oh, yeah. Jacob, the guy who was John Locke at the end that you saw.
The guy who was John Locke. What does that mean?
He looked like John Locke. He wasn't actually John Locke.
He took the form of the bald-headed guy.
Yeah, the bald guy. He.
I'm like, don't think I've memorized character names by watching one episode.
But to be clear, though, he was only the John Locke that was on the island fighting Jack. He was
right.
Not
I kind of got that sense that he was, because he said something like, "You disrespect him by wearing his face" or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
I assumed he was some sort of possessed creature. Yeah. So he was a smoke. So the smoke monsters can take human form.
Yes, but only in the form of people who are dead.
Well, naturally, because otherwise that would make no sense.
Including
they have to be dead on the island, though.
I'm trying to think back of all the people that the smoke monster appeared as.
Like, I think on island he was only people that were on the island.
Yeah, because he was Echo's little brother, but his plane crashed on the island.
But, like, why are there monsters made out of smoke? Is that magnetism again, or is this island magic?
He murdered the woman who brought him up as... She had murdered his mother when she was after she gave birth to him and Jacob. When he grew up, the ghost of his mother led him to where all the other people who had been on her boat had been and told him the truth that the woman that he'd called mother was actually his biological mother's murderer. So this woman that had been the previous island protector. And he kind of like turned against his mother. After he told her that he was going to manipulate the island's energies to escape it, she knocked him out, filled in his well, murdered all of the people that he'd been living with for like decades. And then he came back to her camp after seeing that she had wrought all that destruction. And he murdered her. And then Jacob knocked him out and in a rage tossed him into the glowing light in the cave. And he came, well, like I guess his essence or his spirit or whatever, came billowing out of the cave as the black smoke monster. Even though his actual physical body was later found and laid to rest next to his mother.
But we don't actually know what the smoke monster is.
Yeah.
Like, we don't.
Yeah. Simpler answer, no, there is no explanation. It makes no sense.
Like, we don't know if the smoke monster is Jacob. We don't know if the smoke monster was down there waiting for something. Like, we just know that the body went, you know, Man in Black's body went down into the golden well thing, and then smoke monster came out. And smoke monster has the same motivation as the Man in Black, which is to get off the island. He just seems a lot more evil. Like, the Man in Black, before he became the smoke monster thing, he did not seem really evil. He just wanted to get off the island. And he didn't seem like he was going to kill to do it. He just like, I want to get away from here. That's not a real mother. But after that, whatever happened in the well, then he was very evil. It's very confusing. I know.
Yep.
If you watch the whole thing, it's very confusing.
Seems like it's not worth it.
I mean, I would say it was still a very good story.
Yeah, it was really more, it was less about what's the mystery of the island. You know, kind of like good sci-fi is only good sci-fi if it's telling a good human story and the sci-fi part is just sort of background.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I think mostly good sci-fi, for my taste, good sci-fi is about the...
This is from a man who owns Hollow Man, so take this with a grain of salt, everybody.
I bought Hollow Man cheap. For the special effects. I never claimed that Hollow Man was good sci-fi.
You're getting upset.
Although, if you took the whole mythology out of Lost, it would have been, like, a way different story. And I don't know if it would have kept my interest like Lost did. Like, you are there for the characters, but you're also there for the mystery.
Yeah, I think they brought the mystery too much, and that's why people got disappointed by the fact that there were so many unanswered questions at the end.
Yeah, sci-fi, or however you say it now, sci-fi. I think they have like a running list of like 100 and something questions that are answered or not answered. Like they have a list of all these questions that they're looking to be answered and which ones are answered and which ones weren't. So.
Oh, I just found somebody that the smoke monster appeared as that was not dead on the island.
Who's that?
Alpert's wife.
After you mean on the boat?
On the boat.
But we never got confirmation that was a smoke monster. I felt.
I think we did.
Or maybe she was dead in the future. But he came back from the past because he came around in the fucking hole and the light, and then there was people and an airplane and in purgatory and
could
nipple
be.
Rot.
So no, did you hear the theory that the mother chick was Kate?
Plus eight?
Yes.
What?
That a time traveling Kate Kate tried to get back to the island, was launched into the distant past, became immortal. To try to live long enough to see Jack again.
No.
Yeah.
That's not even the theory. That just doesn't even really make
I know.
Sense.
It's crazy rambling shit, but yeah, like apparently people are debating that shit online.
Became immortal, just, you know, because they decided to.
Yeah.
I'm going to be immortal.
Well, found a way, like, bullshit. In becoming the island's protector.
Now, one thing that in the episode that you did not see, Tim, when they show the mother, I mean, they did bring up a good point that, you know, if we answer your questions, you're going to only ask more questions. Like, they can answer stuff.
That's an unbelievable cop-out, but all right.
It's the kind of true, though. Like, there's no way you can answer every possible question for everyone.
Especially someone's since always they, gonna like, go, twisted everything up so much, you know.
Someone's always going to go, well, what about this? What about before that? What about before that?
Not if you make good enough answers.
There's no way you can answer all the questions, Tim.
And it's like they went through creating questions without, like, having a complete map of what all of these questions meant.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
it's
they eventually painted themselves
into a corner
with some
of these things.
There's a
reason they can't answer all the questions. They've made too many questions for them to answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't put it on us like, oh, you guys are just going to ask more questions.
But it's still true.
Right, but they're putting the onus on people like, you know, you can't handle it. You can't handle answers, so we're not going to give you them.
But they are going to give you answers. They're just not going to answer everything.
They didn't come close.
But as I said, they're going to put answers on the DVD.
Lame.
All right, fair enough.
I'm glad I only invested an hour and 45 minutes. And I really wasn't even paying that close attention. I was doing Photoshop work in the meantime, so if there were visual cues, I missed them.
There's Easter eggs, but Easter eggs that you wouldn't caught on to because you haven't watched the whole show.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, well, I saw a shoe hanging in the bamboo. I don't know what that meant, but I assumed it was significant because they spent screen time on it.
I saw that too, but I'm not enough of a... here's a question, Noah.
Yes.
Are Lost fans, like the really rabid ones, you know, like Trekkers or Trekkies or whatever, are they Losties or losers?
Oh, zingy ding ding dong.
How about Lostophiles? Lostifarians.
There you go. Yeah, that's perfect right there.
All right.
So there's Lost for you.
And we're back. If you were someone who didn't want a spoiler, you've just missed most of the episode. In fairness, I don't think that spoiled anything.
No, there's just so much. So much.
Yeah.
I've been all debating right, well, to go back and watch the whole season.
Apparently it's free on Hulu until the end of the year.
The whole seasons? Like all seasons?
I believe so. I believe all the seasons are going to be free on Hulu till the end of the year.
That's crazy! Well, I may go and watch it. I don't know.
Oh,
that's a big time commitment.
Speaking of religions and things with religious followings, I've got around to watching Religious, Tim.
Ah, what'd you think?
There were some parts that were like he's talking to a state senator, and the guy did seem to be kind of, you know, like a bit proud of not knowing things. But yeah, like the dude misspoke a couple of times, and like they kind of called it out at the bottom, and that seemed like a dick move to me. Like, the guy's speaking off the top of his head. It's not planned. Yeah, okay, you know, there's a little malapropism or whatever in there. He chose the wrong word. He made up a word. Yeah, whatever. His words got scrambled. But you're going to call him out on that? You know, in polite conversation, if that happens, like somebody's just got a little malapropism, it's fine. Okay, whatever. Everybody does it. Just you move past it. It's like, oh, well, I knew what you meant to say. It's good. So there was a couple of things they did that seemed, you know, a bit dickish. My wife definitely did not appreciate the fact that it seemed like he was calling out, like, more moderate, rational people of faith as being part of the problem because they enable the extremists. But I got to say, overall, it's not like he's got bad points. I mean, there is sort of a danger, And I think it maybe goes understated because it's like one of those things, it's really bad news, so you kind of don't want to look directly at it, of having a lot of people who feel either a sense of entitlement because, you know, their God, their belief in God entitles them to do whatever they want and to be whoever they want, that their existence is justified and that their action is justified by that. And there's also a bit of a danger of the people who feel like, well, you know, man owns the earth because God says man did. So, you know, if we want to drill, baby, drill, that's fine. The earth is our bounty to take and do whatever. And it's going to end soon anyway, so it's not like we got to protect it. So it's like, I think he had good points, some of them dickishly made.
Interesting. Noah, thoughts?
No.
I also did notice and was a little concerned by the fact that a lot of the Muslim people that he was talking to were trying to say that the whole, like, the, you know, the death to the infidel and the death to the cartoonist guy or whatever, that was just all politics and just kind of to skate past it. And I get if you feel like your religion's under attack and that, like, crazy people are misrepresenting you, that you might want to find, like, some sort of party line to hit on. But I got to say, the people that I know that are Muslim and, you know, that I'm friendly with, they don't say shit like that. They say things like, you know, hey, that's not politics. That's crazy people who are abusing this idea. That's people who've taken, you know, stuff that I believe is, you know, maybe allegorical or maybe, you know, written for another age or, you know, whatever. And they're trying to apply that literally today, and it just does not fly. So I was a little disappointed that there weren't any Muslims on the documentary that espoused that view. Because when he's showing all of those other Muslims, and I don't know, maybe they're the minority. But when he's showing those ones that keep sticking to the party line of that's politics, that's politics, that's politics. Like, no, that is sanctioned murder. That's not politics. You know, you can protect all speech or you can protect no speech, but you can't protect your speech and not their speech.
What are you speaking of?
dick.
Are you paying attention to him, Tim?
You haven't said anything funny in 45 minutes. I have to try.
Hey, we got losers and Lostafarians in. That was funny.
Eh.
That was
this only has to be funny, Tim. Sometimes we gotta change the world, man.
Comparison.
We ain't changing shit.
I changed the world. I changed my underpants.
We're a podcast that talks about baby farts.
Maybe we want to strive to be something better, Tim.
No, we don't.
It's about time I gotta stop living down here and start living up here.
That's one reason why I love the baby monitor. My son will just be up there sleeping, and all of a sudden you hear this brat through the baby monitor. It's, oh, he just farted in his sleep, and it sounded like a full-sized person did. He may be tiny, but his farts are mighty.
There you go.
You're so proud. That's my boy. That's my boy.
Way to go, son. Carrying on the family name and the family stench.
Yep.
Smells like Andy fart.
Smells like justice.
Smells like justice. Smell that?
Anal justice.
Smells like victory.
Wow. Yeah, I just went to Hulu. They've got all the episodes of Lost from seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, but only the last 5 episodes for season 6. Apparently they expect to get you right up to the end and then be like, you know what? Fuck you. Other shit happened for 12 episodes. Live with it.
I heard they were going to put those 12 episodes on at some point, though.
Yeah,
in a couple weeks.
I would imagine so, considering that all the rest of the episodes were
on. It doesn't say on. I thought I remembered reading it on there.
Well, let's see. We are able to post the last 5 episodes of the final seasons. Seasons 1 through 5 will be available for streaming through the end of the year, December 31st.
Oh, so nothing about the... All right. Well, there you go.
Yep. Well, hope you enjoyed Lost Season 5. Your questions will go unanswered. Well, you know what? Even if you watch all the way to the end, your questions will go unanswered. So
most of your questions will go unanswered.
Congrats.
That's why I find it's best not to have any questions, other than, why did I just watch this?
So, Tim, before you got all your questions answered by Noah and I, mainly by telling you that you will not get questions answered, what did you think?
Yeah, I was... It was interesting. It didn't make me want to go back and watch it from the beginning. But I was like, oh, that was interesting.
Was it a little surreal? Like all the jumping around and everything?
Just completely without context? I think if you watch enough, you know, sci-fi or Tarantino movies, you're okay with that kind of stuff.
True. Good point. I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, I could see how someone who wasn't would just be like, wait a minute, we were on an island, that guy was talking to that guy, and now those two same people are having a dialogue, but now one's in a shirt, and he's in a doctor's uniform. Wait, now they're back on the island. What's happening? My head just melted.
Why can't that guy walk? What? No, he's killing people, but then everyone's friendly to him?
Yeah, every season past the first one, they introduce some new storytelling mechanism, right, Andy? Oh, wait, no, the first season had the flashbacks, right?
No, they continued the flashbacks up until, I think it was the end of the third season.
Oh, okay. And then they did flash forward.
Yeah, and, like, they did a flash forward as, like, the season finale, and you find out it was a flash forward right at the end.
That was a fucking good episode.
Yeah, it was.
Craziness.
Like, you see Jack, and he has, like, a beard, and... Like,
but you already knew that, like, his life had gone off the rails before, so you just think that that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, but it was kind of weird, though, like, because it didn't quite match up with what you've seen before.
Yeah.
Jack looks way better with a beard, by the way.
You think so?
Yeah. Looks a little too babyfish, a little too babyish with that one.
A lot of people didn't like the beards because they felt they looked too fake. Well, I mean, they were fake. Well, I don't know about the one that you saw.
Oh,
but...
sorry. Maybe I don't mean a beard then. Maybe I just mean scruffiness.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. No. He had like a, I mean, not like a ZZ Top beard, but he had a Jesus beard going on.
Yeah, it was a manly beard, manly fake beard.
All right.
Yeah, it was the end of season 3. Just looked it up.
Sweet.
And then it was the last season, so like seasons 1 through 2.97 or whatever. They were all flashbacks, and that one episode started the like flash forward. And then season 6 had the...
Oh, Andy did it again. Couldn't resist doing another spoiler. If you want to skip this one, fast forward to 50 minutes and 3 seconds.
Flashes sideways to that alternate reality that we eventually find out is not heaven, but whatever place where they still feel the need to put a cross and a Star of David and a crescent moon and a star and a yin-yang symbol, and I'm probably forgetting others. all up in the same stained glass window.
Yeah? I missed that part.
It was when Christian was talking to Jack, it was right behind him.
Gotcha. I was looking at Christian.
I noticed that as well.
I was like, hey, it's Christian. He's back.
Yep.
He's walking around. What the fuck's going
better
on?
Better than ever.
Was he Christian or was he God?
And a little nod, if you do watch from the first season all the way through, the very final scene of the final episode was like the very mm-hmm. first scene of the first episode.
In reverse,
yeah.
Yep.
Like you focus, it starts off on Jack's eye, zooms out, the dog comes along.
Oh, I wondered why the dog was there.
Yep.
Another interesting fact, Jack was supposed to die first season.
I think like first episode or some shit, like their third episode or something.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah. Like early, like they expected that to be a guest starring role. And like totally rewrote it once they decided that they really liked Matthew Fox.
But what I want to know is, like, was it always going to end the same way where, you know, and just someone was in someone else instead of Jack? Like, everything else happened the same except it was a different character in Jack's place?
I don't think they had any idea. I'm going to throw that out there.
Well, they did say they always knew how they wanted. They had the general story arc, but they didn't have the specifics.
I think they're lying to you.
They could be.
I don't know. Like George Lucas said, he knew what the first three fucking Star Warses were going to be. He didn't know shit.
Did he really not know shit?
He's like, oh, fuck, that's due Friday? Clack, 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 zing! Clack, 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 zing! Jar Jar Binks, clack, 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 zing! Clack, 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 pod race, fuck, that'll wait 7 minutes. Clack, 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 zing! Clack, clack, clack.
What the fuck is he typing on?
A really old typewriter. George Lucas is old school. Kind of ironic. I think that's technically ironic because he's known for high-tech movie making, so it's ironic that he uses low-tech devices to write it. I think that's technically irony.
I think you're right, but we'll have to ask Irony Man.
Is he on Twitter? Not Iron Man.
Iron Man is just Irony Man without the Y. Or did I just blow your mind?
He's Irony Man, except he's a noun and not an adjective.
Anybody doing fun things for Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, I am sitting on my ass and picking my nose. Two of my favorite things to do.
That's better than sitting on your nose and picking your ass.
Yeah, you're right.
I am barbecuing, which you're still welcome to come to, Tim, if you're not doing anything tomorrow.
Oh, what am I, chopped liver?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can come too if you can make it here.
All right. Good enough. Well, I guess that would be a test of my divinity, whether I can magically teleport myself there in time for your barbecue.
Divinity or whether or not you've developed the transporter from Star Trek.
Yes, either one.
Or maybe you just blow a buttload of money to get a plane ticket that leaves soonish.
Or I can dig a hole in my backyard and see if I can find a ship's wheel magically sticking out of the wall, and I'll turn it and see what happens.
What?
That was unlost.
Jesus Christ.
He turned the ship wheel, got transported off the island, and went forward in time?
Yes. I think. Yes. Yes. Yes, Jim, yes.
That was Ben. Benjamin Linus.
Good old Ben.
And Locke did it too.
Good old Locke. Ben and Locke.
That's how they both got off the island, and then...
Working together,
then
saving
Locke
the world.
Murdered Ben. Strangled him.
God damn it, Ben.
Interrupted Wait, did Locke Locke's really... suicide and then murdered him. Like, same scene. Interrupted a suicide and then murdered him.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Wait, the person was gonna... Wait.
Locke was going to kill himself. Ben burst into the room, stopped him, talked him down, got some information from him that, like kind of disturbed him, so he choked him. Noah wasn't kidding when he said that he wasn't sure why Hurley would have picked Ben to be his second in command.
It all worked out. Come on.
I guess.
He wanted to die anyway.
Yeah, that's what he was apologizing for at the end.
All right. We're doing spoilers again.
I guess technically it is.
Yeah, sorry. Feel free to cut that part out.
I will cut it.
Did Locke really turn the wheel?
Yeah. Okay. Christian told him to. Well, you know, Man in Black Christian told him to.
But Ben was the first one to do it, right?
Yes. And that started the island... Time leaping.
Oh, right. And then the wheel had come unhinged.
Off. Yep.
And then Locke went down there to fix it.
Yep. And
you gotta fix the wheel, because if it comes unhinged, you're fucked.
Yep. And then wound up in Tunisia, I think.
No one wants to be in Tunisia.
The wheel was spinning around, and people were getting sick and dying.
Mm-hmm.
getting sick of this show. Bazooms!
They had to find their constant.
Yep. It was apparently the bitch they've been fucking.
Oh, snibbity snap.
Gotta break a piece off.
It's a very confusing show. It's got rules, but like then it violates them. You know.
And you
it's
know,
like,
you never
it's
really
like
know.
A church girl who's gone away from her parents for the first time.
You never really know like if the rules are actual rules that you have to follow and something bad would happen, or if the rules are just because you agreed to the game that you have to follow.
Yeah, and it seemed like there were a lot of people who talked, like Richard Alpert and plenty of others, that talked like they knew exactly what was going on and really like fucking had no idea.
Nope.
No, you disagree with that statement?
No, I mean like, yeah, sorry. They did not know what was going on. Yeah. They thought they knew what was going on, but not overall.
Yeah.
They didn't know shit.
Exactly.
About shit. Shit.
Exactly.
How's life with Tim in the comedy?
Fine.
Waiting for some good news?
Yes, I'm waiting for two pieces of good news, hopefully.
That the rash isn't serious, and?
That your mom isn't pregnant, and then I'll be all set.
That would be magical.
I'm a magical kind of guy.
I guess.
I'm like the Island of Lost. There's no rules.
So your sperm
comes
complete.
You get on this penis, anything can happen. You can go forward in time, backward in time. You can have a kid, become a man. It doesn't matter.
You can do a reverse cowgirl.
Tim's sperm apparently comes with a pre-built uterus wrapper. He's talking about impregnating my mother.
Oh, I know.
Tim, you just blew my wife's mind.
That's how I do it.
And she tells you to have fun with... I don't want him to have fun with impregnating my mother.
Oh, you don't want me to have fun? You want me to make it a miserable
yeah,
experience?
Yeah, you want it to be
not...
horrible for all parties involved?
Yeah.
You want him to brick in her mouth?
Oh,
what you're saying?
Oh, dude.
No.
Don't upper deck my mom.
That's not an upper deck. An upper deck is when you take the top off the toilet and you take a shit in the tank part and then put the top back on and then you wait for people to notice.
I know. You're metaphorically taking an upper deck.
That's not a metaphorical upper deck.
I wonder, would your poo...
You fail.
Would your poo like have to be like little nuggets so that it would appear in the bowl?
Wouldn't it eventually break down after
guess.
Soaking in there for a while?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope so.
Of course, like then people would be like, why does this bathroom smell like fresh shit all the time? Then they flush it. Oh, upper deck. Mystery solved.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should have flushed Lost. Then we would have found the upper deck. Upper decker?
Right.
Whatever. So, in all seriousness, what two good pieces of news?
I prefer not to talk about them on the show. Because
okay.
I find when I talk about comedy on the show, shit bad always happens with what I talk about.
Okay.
Really?
Like, I'm going to be in the Boston Comedy Festival out in the first round. So, I'm doing really well in the San Francisco Comedy Competition. Out in the first round. You really think that's how
they
do it,
Tim?
I really hope I get this audition. Fuck you, Bab.
All right. We won't talk about any comedy more on Tagcast, and we'll see you rocket into success.
We just won't talk about any more specifics of shit I hope happens.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Well, if the listeners weren't annoyed by
it's like
too much Lost
you ain't going to get answers here.
I'll tell you after they do or don't happen. How about that?
No, don't tell that, because then something else could go wrong after if they do happen.
No.
Okay.
It'll all be right. Or wrong, one way or the other.
Hey, Tim, I just named the episode.
What did you name it?
Go check Skype.
Losers?
Yes.
Mm.
Rip-roaringly funny.
Oh, come on, sir. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Right down there. Right down there. There's two balls. Two balls for Noah to suck.
Tim liked that.
Yes, but I hate you. Hate you so much.
You love me.
Oh, you know what? There was something I wanted to talk to Andy about that I forgot to talk about last episode. When I was up in Port Townsend, we were at church, and the head priest had this big, long, I don't know, what editorial, I guess, for the lack of a better word, in one of the missalettes. Let me see if I have it here. Oh, shit, I do. Okay, I'm just going to read it. 2 months ago, Glenn Beck instructed his followers in words like these. If you hear your preacher say the words social justice, get up and leave the church. This was not an overstatement, which Mr. Beck later corrected. It is a perfect statement of his position. Since I have occasionally used these words in my homilies, I have pondered how to explain myself. I use those words because they are intrinsic to the faith and practice of Roman Catholicism. Then he goes on to say how social justice has played into the church since the very beginning. And I'll just cut to the end. That, of course, means that you cannot be a Roman Catholic and subscribe to the political opinions of Glenn Beck. They directly contradict each other. This is not my position. It is the position of Glenn Beck himself. And he was never any clearer or truer. And I say, to you, Andy, Glenn Beck versus the Catholic Church. Who do you root for in that one? That's a Jay Leno joke.
That is tough. You know what, though? Glenn Beck versus an American Catholic? Tim knows, I don't know if I've ever explained this on the show, but Tim knows that I personally draw a line between American Catholicism and Roman Catholicism. I think they're different
Tim
things.
Does.
Okay, so. Without rehashing all that stuff and just having more words, yeah, given those two, I would say I'd take the part of the American Catholics.
Religion 1, Glenn Beck 0.
Well, suck on that, Glenn Beck!
Glenn
in
Beck
your
hating,
face!
Glenn Beck hating on social justice? Yeah, fuck that guy. Glenn Beck claiming to be any sort of Christian, Mormon or otherwise, claiming to be anything like a Christian, claiming to do anything like following the teachings of Christ and speaking out against social justice? Fuck that hypocrite. He is a liar, and he is a horrible, odious person.
Woohoo!
Sermon on the Mount. I mean, really, that's all you got to read. Sermon on the Mount. The whole thing is about social justice.
You know they never say sermon in that part of the Bible? It's never referred to as a Sermon on the Mount in the Bible?
I would believe it.
There you go. Random fact. Not interesting, but
nope.
Nothing on this episode has been interesting so far. Why start now?
Did you know in the original draft, Jesus wasn't supposed to die?
Did he get in trouble with the law like partway through the
Woo!
Season and they
that
had to write his character out?
That took a lot of build up to get to that one joke, but that was a funny fucking joke. We had to talk about Lost for 45 minutes before we could get there, but goddamn, that was funny. You know, in the original draft, Jesus wasn't supposed to die. Oh.
That may be a good point to end the show.
I can't imagine we're gonna top it.
Nope.
That's sad. I want to name the episode that, but that will just ruin the only good joke of the show.
Oh, I do want to toss in a PS. Earlier this week, I tweeted at Chris, our number one gay fan, not to be faggy. I was being ironic, officially. That was just... I was reusing
you
a quote
gay
from Glee.
Gay-hating son of a bitch.
I know,
son
I was
of
being
a
horrible.
Bitch.
No, it was because of a quote from Glee, but then it later occurred to me that Chris and others may not have actually watched Glee and may not realize that I was just quoting Glee ironically.
You and your faggy Baptist upbringing has made you a homophobic fuckstick.
My
fuckstick
faggy
of homophobic
Baptist
quality.
Upbringing made me a homophobic fuckstick. Tim,
you
I think you need
me.
To turn that mirror back on yourself, sir.
I love faggots.
He is one. I'm not only present, I'm also a client.
I love faggots so much, I bought the company.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, wait, one more thing that, because as this gets further away, I'm going to forget, because I had this on my phone. I was up in Port Townsend, and I was visiting some family, and including my hot cousins, which I have mentioned probably more than once on the show. Mm-hmm. I have many hot cousins. One of them was wearing Crocs, and so I texted Andy, and I said, one of my hot cousins is wearing Crocs. That's the deal breaker. Not that she's my cousin, that she's wearing Crocs. And then... Do you remember what you texted back, Andy?
I remember vaguely what I texted back, but go ahead and read it, because I'm having trouble looking it up on my phone.
Okay. Andy goes, well, she's not my cousin. She can tell me about how nobody understands her. Crocs. I just like that she's not my cousin. Strap it on.
It's only Donkey Kong.
Well, it's been like decades now I've been hearing about your hot cousins.
Well, they've been hot for decades.
Well...
Way to keep it hot, cousins. Way to keep it hot.
Tell them to get famous so I can put them on my list.
I'll tell them to get on that.
Hey, can you become famous on the slight chance you fuck my friend? You can put you on his list. It'd be great.
He's fat and he talks a lot, but you know he really wants to, and he's my friend. I don't know.
I'm tweeting it right now just to make sure that they're all on top of it.
All right.
They follow you on the Twitter?
Some of my cousins do, yeah.
Sweet.
So, I guess that was Tancast, as Tim's Twitter.
That was Tancast 101.
Woo! But Tancast 101, because you will not learn shit on this one.
You might learn something.
Andy is long-winded. Noah and Andy like Lost. Tim's very confused.
Unfulfilled, I would say, more than confused.
Okay. I feel kind of like Mr. Rogers, given the wrap of what we've learned on today's episode.
Here's what we've learned. Not a lot.
Words, words, words. Andy's fat.
And likes the Crocs.
Loves the Crocs.
Loves the Crocs.
Noah, did you work out or eat anything healthy recently? You want to share before we sign it off?
Nope, I've been eating unhealthy. Not really working out as much. I need to get back on it.
I bought some popsicles. They were delicious.
Previously on Lost.
I did see that link already.
Yeah, you already sent that.
All right.
Quit sending us stuff.
All right, well, there's a link that you can read now that the show's over. You can do some reading, and something funny happens. I started to read it, but I'm like, I can't pay attention and read. And yeah. I was riveted to the Lost discussion, so I didn't tune out or anything while they were talking.
You liar.
I didn't, sneak off to the bathroom and rub one out.
Just get a quickie out.
Spidurkin! Good night!
Good night, everybody! We love you!
Woo! Tip your waitress. We'll be here all week.
Dip her with the tip of your cocky.
Cocky. Is that the tip of the bukkake?
No, cocky.
Oh, okay. That's better. Alright. Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of Tancast. Check out our official website at tancast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blogs. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official Tancast store. You can email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at timandyornoah@tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for Tancast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on Tancast. Tancast.
You know, it just occurred to me that I haven't been recording any of this.
Have you, Tim? No, it's fine. I haven't recorded mine, but I don't know if people really care either way about this.
How is it any different than other shit that we talk about?
Yep, that's true.
Exactly. How's it any different than the whole podcast?
I just realized.
Table this discussion so that we can have it on Tancast? Oh, they're not. They're just going to go.
Go, go, Power Rangers, you Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Thanks. Straight from Philip K. Dick to that.
Philip K. Dick in your mouth!
Didn't he write Power Rangers?
I don't believe he wrote Power Rangers.
Oh, my bad.
It certainly doesn't bear any resemblance to the stories I've read.